The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. In our previous two lectures for Dafim Samaches and Samachtes, we discussed the dispute between the Rambam and the Arzurua over whether a katan, a minor, who commits a civil offense, hezek or gneva, tort or theft, is obligated to compensate his victim when he grows up. He definitely isn't obligated to pay anything now. The question is whether when he grows up, he has to compensate his victim for the injury he caused while he was a minor. The Arzurua says that he is. The Rambam disagrees. Shulchan Aruch and virtually all poskim follow the Rambam, but the Arzurua says that he is obligated to compensate his victim when he grows up. We noted that Arzurua's main argument is from a Gemara in Bava Kamma, as understood by Rashi, Bava Kamma Daf Tzadiches. Rashi and Arzurua understand that Rav Ashi damaged somebody's shtar, thereby causing him a loss when he was a katan. That's a mazik medina de garmi, a kind of indirect grama for which there is liability. And Rafra Madayan, it says, Kafye Rafram le Rav Ashi, Rafram made him pay, compelled him to pay. Even though the hezek happened, according to Rashi and the Arzurua, when Rav Ashi was a minor, he still made Rav Ashi pay when he grew up. We mentioned that Achronim gave various alternate explanations for the Gemara, one of which we discussed in our previous lecture was the Taz. The Taz says that although the Gemara is indicating that there is some kind of obligation, it only means Lefnim Meshuras Adin. You can be kofa even for Lefnim Meshuras Adin, at least Kfiya Bedvarim, moral suasion. So the Taz says the Gemara isn't talking about a Chiyav Al Pidin, it's talking about a Chiyav B'dinei Shemayim, Chiyav Lassel Tzidei Shemayim. And the truth is, this basic idea that Averis, or Hezekah specifically, that occur when someone is a katan, there is some kind of chiyuv to do tshuva, some kind of chiyuv lasas neshamayim when he grows up, actually appears in the Rishonim. There are two main sources. One is a Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim is talking about different types of averis someone did while he was a katan. He says he remembers when he was a katan, he stole, he did other sins. Maybe he doesn't have to do tshuva because he was a katan. Sefer Chassidim says, no, you do have to do tshuva, and he brings a raya from King Yoshiyahu. King Yoshiyahu was one of the great tzaddikim of the Malchut Beis David. The Torah testifies about him, v'chamohu lo hayu lefan of melech. Before him, there never was such a king, asher shavu l'Hashem b'chol avavo v'chol nafsho. He did tshuva with his whole heart and his whole soul, v'chol ma'odo, all his money. K'chol taras Moshe v'achrav l'kom kamo. And after Yoshiyahu, there was no one like him. The Gemara in Shabbos says, we shouldn't think Yoshiyahu was a real sinner, an errant sinner. Famous language, Kol Omer Yoshiyahu Chata Einu Elatoa. Gemara uses this language about other people, including David HaMelech. No, Yoshiyahu was not really a chote in the vulgar sense of the word. Can't be. It says, Vayasa Yashar B'Eni Hashem, Vayelech B'chol Derech David Aviv. He was straight in the eyes of Hashem, and he walked in the manner of David, his ancestor. So how do we understand that it says Kamo Lohayel Fana Melech Asher Shav El Hashem B'chal Avava B'chal Nafsho B'chal Ma'odo, that he was a Dayan and that he judged as a Melech, he judged people. Any din that he did between the age of eight is when he ascended to the throne, Ad Shmona Esrei, which was when Chilkiyo the Kohen found the Sefer, and that triggered the Great Awakening, the Tshuva. So any dinim that he had paskined in that period, for that decade, he returned the money to its rightful owner. Maybe you'll say he just reversed the din. He made the person who won the din give back the money. It says, no, b'chol ma'odo. He expended his own resources, shenasalem mishalo. Basically, the Gemara seems to be saying he was considered a mazik by paskening incorrectly, unjustly. He was a mazik, and he did tshuva. He gave the money back. He repaid his victims all the money that he had taken from them or caused to be taken from them, shalo kadin. Sefer Chassidim says, even though he was only eight, he was several years before his majority, before bar mitzvah, nevertheless, tshuva was appropriate. So Sefer Chassidim therefore says that there is this idea to do tshuva, even when someone's drunk, even if he's a shota, a nitrav daita, or a katan, you still need tshuva for something that you did during those periods, even though you weren't in full possession of your adult, mature faculties. The other source is a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was asked about a katan, Shekila Las Aviv. He cursed his father when he was only 11, other averis, he said Eidus Sheker, false witness, against an Ish Kasher, against an innocent man, that he was a thief. Now he wants to do tshuva. So the Truma Tzedeshin says, even though on the one hand, he's not really a baronshim, he has no real, there's no real consequence in din, brings various rias, nevertheless, he says he really should still do tshuva. So what are his sources? So one of them is he says that in the Bahag, it should really say Pashtas Dagos Ashri, which is basically quoting the Or Zeruah. The Shvas Yaakov points this out. Basically, he quotes the Or Zeruah as saying that Chayav L'Shalom Kishayagdil, that Ravashi had to pay when he grew up. So you see that a person needs tshuva for things he did when he was a katan. He says, also he says, Yidaiki Talmudah B'chama Duchtin. He mentions vaguely, generally, that in many places we find in Shas that Simon Rahu L'Katan, it's a bad omen, it's a bad sign for a katan if Machsholos went out from Tachas Yado. Therefore he says, his punchline is, his verdict is, Tovu Shiakabel Eza Kapara, it's good that he accepts something for atonement. I don't get involved in Shuas HaMishkel, he says, he asks someone else to do it. That's his ruling. The Ramah in Arachayim and Hilchas Shabbos paskins this Truma Tzedeshin, paskins his bottom line very briefly. Doesn't even mention anything but Dine Mamonos. He just says, Katan Shiike La'aviv, a youth who struck his father or did other aveiras while he was a child, even though he doesn't really need tshuva when he grows up, Mikra Din, he's Potter, even from tshuva, even Dine Shemayim, he says, Mikol Makom Tov Lo Shiikabel Alatzmo. It's good that he should accept on himself Eza Darvo L'tshuva L'Kapara, some type of thing for penance, for atonement, for tshuva, even though he did this before he was a Bar Onshin. So again, the Ramah isn't saying anything about Dine Mamonos, about Tashlumen. Nevertheless, the Ramah is citing the Truma Tzedeshin. The Truma Tzedeshin is one of his main raya, aside from the vague reference to Kama places in Shas, his main raya is from the Or Zeruah, who says that Rafa made Ravashi pay. And indeed, the Taz who says the Pshan of the Gemara is that Ravashi was going to pay Lefnim Meshur Sadin, Raphram wanted him to do Lefnim Meshur Sadin, the Taz is going on this Ramah. Not entirely clear whether the Taz thinks this is what the Ramah means. The truth is, the Ramah is hard to understand. The Truma Tzedeshin is really hard to understand. He's bringing a Raya from the Or Zeruah. We don't pass him like the Or Zeruah. The Ramah himself, when the Shulchan Aruch and Kosher Mishpat brings the Rambam that you're potter even when you grow up, Ramah has no comment. Everyone passing is like the Rambam, not the Or Zeruah. So if the Truma Tzedeshin's Raya is from the Or Zeruah, it's hard to understand why we passing like it. So it sounds like they're assuming, even though the Or Zeruah said, you're chayev al pidin, we don't accept his conclusion totally, but rather like the Taz, we accept that there is an inyan to do tshuva, there is a mitzvah to do tshuva, so there is a mitzvah to do some kind of eza davar l'kapara, but not a chiyuv meikra din. That seems to be how the Taz learned. That seems to be how some achronim understand the Truma Tzedeshin and the Sefer Chassid. Now the Chassam Sofer makes a very interesting comment, very terse but interesting comment in his Hagos to the Shulchan Aruch. He says, nearly, I'm not convinced by this source from this Gemara as a source for a general rule that you have to do tshuva when you grow up for miscellaneous aveiros that you did when you were a katan. He says, no, dine mamonos shayni. Civil offenses, dine mamonos, are in a special category. He brings the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says that Yisomim who charge ribbis, leiz lubasar shavkayu, a kind of curse or a prediction, they're going to end up following their dead father. The Nam Muzari says in the Lava Los Ashich, the Yisomim, nevertheless, is a special idea, the Chassam Sofer says, when it comes to Dine Mamonos, a person, even a katan, shouldn't be nene, he shouldn't keep money that was taken improperly. That's the warning about Lazel Barsa Shavkayo. The Chassam Sofer seems to be suggesting we can't generalize from that to a general rule that anyone who does any Avera when he's a katan needs to do tshuva when he grows up. But in spite of this Chassam Sofer, the poskim do, Truma Tzedeshin, the Ramah, the Taz, and other poskim seem to accept that this Gemara, as understood by the Truma Tzedeshin, is a raya for the general idea that a person should do some kind of tshuva, including making some kind of compensation, lefnei mishuras hadin, for civil offenses that he committed while he was a minor. Now, the Shvas Yaakov, who's one of the main proponents of his view, Shvas Yaakov talked about a case, a kid who was sent to during a party to a martef, to a wine cellar to get wine, and he had a good time there, he drank wine, he spilled wine. Then when he grew up, the question was whether he should have to make any sort of compensation for the theft and for the damage of the wine, drinking the wine without permission. So he makes this point that Lefnei Meshuras HaDin, he really has to. He calls it Lasa Sadei Shemayim. But he ends by saying that that doesn't mean that we really expect him to pay the full value of the wine. He explains that not that much. He explains that he should be Mephias, the owner, with something, but not necessarily the full value of the wine. He says that the victim shouldn't be achzari limchal, the victim should accept some sort of compensation for what he's done. That's why the language of the Ramad, he doesn't say you have to pay the full value of the hezek that you did. He just says, Makabel eza davar l'tshuva. Just do something to show that you're contrite, that you feel bad, that you regret it. So the Mochli says shouldn't be an achzari. He should accept some kind of compensation, takanas hashavim, make it easier for people to do tshuva. And that people who are already trying to do the right thing, they're already trying to make amends for what they did when they were katan, when they were ketanim, you shouldn't ask them for every dollar. You should just accept some kind of payment as proof of their contrition. Now he notes in the Sefer Hasidim, he does seem to suggest that the katan who committed the civil offense while he was a minor should pay the entire amount. So perhaps that's the Midas Hasidus, he says. Now that's interesting because even though the whole chiyuv in the first place is only lassus deshamayim, he seems to be implying there are two different madregas. One is lassus deshamayim, that's more meikra din, basin might not compel you, maybe only bedvarim, that's only to give something. Midas Hasidus, you should really offer to give everything. Or he says, maybe the Sefer Chassidim's case was he still had the Gneva Tachas Yado, he still had the property in his possession. But in any event, he says there is a chiyuv lassus deshamayim to do tshuva. That doesn't mean you have to actually pay every penny. It means you should make a payment to settle the score, to make some kind of amends with the victim. Now, the Erech Shai has an interesting explanation of the Gemara of Raphim and Ravashi. He's following this approach of the Taz, of the post-Kemusei, that the obligation Ravashi had was Lassus Deshamayim. But he explains the Gemara with an interesting twist. He says, what was the dispute between Raphim and Ravashi? Why didn't Ravashi want to pay? Ravashi didn't want to do Lassus Deshamayim. So he explains that the issue here was Garmi. It wasn't Adon Amazik Mamish, it was Garmi. And Ravashi himself, burning a shtar is only Garmi. And Ravashi himself, as other poskim suggest also, Ravashi himself may have held that there was no Chiyav B'dini Adam for Garmi. Now Ravashi certainly would have conceded that there's a Chiyav B'dini Shemayim. Even for Grama there's a Chiyav B'dini Shemayim. Ravashi held that an adult who burns a shtar is only Chiyav B'dini Shemayim. The Erech Shai therefore says, this idea that when a katan commits a hezek, a civil offense, he has to pay Lassus Deshamayim when he grows up, that's only in a case where the offense is such that if a gadol did it, he would be chayav b'dinei adam. Then the katan goes one step down. If he did it when he's a katan, he has a chiyav to pay b'dinei shamayim. But if even a gadol is only chayav b'dinei shamayim, then a katan doesn't even have a chiyav b'dinei shamayim. So Ravashi held that since he held that garmi, this type of garmi at least, is not chayav b'dinei adam, only b'dinei shamayim, therefore, he held, since he was a katan, it can't be that a katan and gadol are the same, he says. It must be a katan is less. So if he did the hezek when he's a katan, he held he wouldn't even be chayav b'dinei shamayim. Raphim held no. Raphim held that if a gadol does it, you're chayav b'din gomer, b'dinei adam. That's the point of the sugya, to prove that don dina d'garmi, that you're chayav b'dinei adam. Therefore, he held that Ravashi has to pay at least b'dinei shamayim, like the Taz. And kafi is because Ravashi also would have agreed to pay, he says, would have agreed to pay had he been chayav b'dinei shamayim. Ravashi just held he wasn't chayav even b'dinei shamayim. Since Raphim held he was chayav b'dinei shamayim, he was kofim to pay. So the Erech Shai yields a significant kula that the only time a katan is expected to make amends in the form of compensation for crimes, for torts he committed while he was a minor, that's only in a case where the crimes are such that an adult would be chayav b'din gomer. If the adult would only be chayav b'dinei shamayim, then the katan doesn't have a chiyuv even b'dinei shemayim. Whether he would still have midas chasidus or not, hard to know, but the real chiyuv b'dinei shemayim wouldn't exist if even a gadol would only be chayav b'dinei shemayim. Then if he did it when he's a katan, he wouldn't be chayav even b'dinei shemayim according to the Erech Shai. Now we've been discussing the Shvus Yaakov and the Erech Shai. They have one more important dispute, and this goes back to the question of whether there's a chiyuv b'dinei adam. The Shvus Yaakov begins his tshuva in the case of the katan who went down to the wine cellar and drank wine and spilled wine out. The Shvus Yaakov says, even before he gets to Dinei Shemayim, he says, insofar as the katan drank the wine and enjoyed the wine, then he would be chayav b'dinei adam, even b'dinei adam, not just Dinei Shemayim. He notes that when the Rambam says, the Rambam is the main source for the idea that there's no chayav b'dinei adam when the katan grows up, the Rambam says that if the Gneva is still ba'an, if he has the property that he stole, he has to return it. If it's not ben, if it went li'ibud, then he has no obligation even when he grows up. The Shulchan Aruch modified the language slightly. The Shulchan Aruch says that if it's eino ben, he has no obligation. So the Shvus Yaakov says the Shulchan Aruch was really a little careless and changed the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says avdo, only if it was just lost or thrown away, then there's no chiyuv. But if he enjoyed it, if he was nena from it, even though it's not ben, he does have to pay, even b'dinei adam. While the Shulchan Aruch says, ain't a ben, as long as it's not actually ben, we don't care what happened, whether it went into his stomach or went into the garbage, either way, there was no Chiyuv B'dinei Adam, but the Shvat Yaakov is inclined to the view of the Rambam that if he drank it and enjoyed it, he would have a Chiyuv even B'dinei Adam. The Arach Shai says, Chas V'Shalom, the Shulchan Aruch should have been careless with the language of the Rambam. If the Rambam really meant what the Shvat Yaakov said, the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't have just casually and carelessly changed it. The Ikar is, he says, that no, the Chemnath Moshe and Moshe Perlmutter also takes his view, like the Arach Shai. Shvat Yaakov is wrong, they say. They bring Raya from Gemaris. Doesn't matter what happened to it. It doesn't matter if they were ma'abed it and threw it in the garbage, spilled it down the sink, or whether they ma'abed it by eating it. As long as it's Eino Be'en, the Ikar is like the Shulchan Aruch. As long as it is not Be'en, then there is no obligation to pay when they grow up, except for the Nishamayim, as we've discussed, that the consensus is, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah accepts this, the Gaon seems to accept this, based on the Trumas Hadesha and Sefer Chassidim also, the consensus of many poskim seems to be, that even though there's no Chiyuv B'dinei Adam, there still is a Chiyuv B'dinei Shamayim, Lotzis Tzedei Shamayim, and even more than that, a Chiyuv Midas Chassidus, which might even extend past the Chiyuv Lotzis Tzedei Shamayim, as noted by the Shavos Yaakov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.